the flood. The time had finally come. God's punishment could be put off no longer. No one was more sorry about this than the Lord himself. Heavy black clouds began to gather. Soon there was nothing to be seen of the blue sky. The sun disappeared. It got darker and darker and strangely quiet. There was a fearful swishing sound in the trees. In the woods, a few anxious animals cried out in fear. The earth trembled. Then it happened. It was as though the sluice gates of heaven had been opened. That's how hard it rained. The thunder rumbled near and far. Lightning struck the earth repeatedly. The surface of the earth opened, and great underground supplies of water welled up like a fountain. The huge ship stood still in the darkness. The driving rain spattered on its wooden roof. The water streamed down its wooden sides. In that howling storm, the ark seemed small and insignificant. Before long, water swept across the fields, for the rivers and seas overflowed their banks. Water surged against the door of the ark. It sought an opening between the planks. The wind blew fiercely and shook the ark's window. Inside the ark sat 8 people huddled close together in the darkness. They were safe and dry. Full of awe in the face of God's majesty, they listened to the fury of the storm. They were sorry about all the destruction outside, but there was no need for them to be afraid, for the ark was not Noah's work, but God's work. Above the howling winds and raging waters, God was keeping watch over them. The water rose. It beat against the side of the ark and climbed higher and higher. Soon the waves were so high that they picked up the ark and carried it along above the trees and hills. Higher and higher went the ark toward the black sky. The wind drove it on. Where would it come to rest? There was no way to steer the ark. Yet God would watch over it. For 40 days and 40 nights, the heavy rain continued. Then the clouds finally broke up, and the wind blew them away. It got light outside as the sun shone once more. It looked like the first day of creation, for the entire earth was covered with water, a great immeasurable sea. But the sun was shining. Somewhere on that great sea bobbed a wooden ship, a small dark chip on the waters. Within the ship, animals of all sorts were making sounds of relief and satisfaction, and the people inside were singing songs of gratitude. What had happened to all the others, those proud, godless people who refused to listen to Noah? When the rain first began to fall, they thought it was just another storm. But when the water flooded their houses and kept on rising, they began to think of what that old man Noah had been saying. They finally realized that he had spoken the truth, but it was too late. In their despair, they cried out for help, but their cries were drowned out in the thunder and wind and raging waters. The people climbed onto the roofs of their houses, but the water rose to meet them. They climbed to the tops of the trees, but the water found them there. They fled to the hills and mountains, but even the high places were eventually covered by water. Wherever the people went, the water swallowed them up. Eventually, the water rose almost 7 meters above the highest mountain. The godless mouths, guilty of so much cursing and mocking, finally fell silent. The hands that had done nothing but evil were motionless. God had carried out his threat of judgment.
The Story Bible for Older Children, authored by Anne DeVries and published and produced in this digital format by Paideia Press, is brought to you by the Cantaro Institute. All rights reserved.